We cannot become big while ignoring the plight of our brothers and sisters globally and our own. But by the same token, we cannot will ourselves to care and simultaneously be authentic, be true to our true selves. And this example I'm about to quote from Alice Miller's For Your Own Good. The example of this man's distress illustrates well the situation and the charge to us given, the challenge before us. Quote, "The ability to grieve," says Alice Miller, "can bring parents closer to their children. The same holds true for the relationship with grown children. I once talked with a young man who had just made his second suicide attempt. He said to me, 'I have suffered from depressions since puberty. My life has no meaning. I thought my studies were to blame because they involved so much meaningless material. But now I've finished all my exams and the emptiness is worse than ever. But these depressions don't have anything to do with my childhood. My mother tells me that I had a very happy and sheltered childhood,' he said. We saw each other again several years later. In the meantime, his mother had undergone analysis. There was an enormous difference between our two meetings. The young man had become creative, not only in his profession, but in his whole outlook. Unquestioningly, he was now living his life. In the course of our conversation, he said, 'When my mother loosened up with the help of analysis, it was as though the scales fell from her eyes, and she saw what he and my father had done to me as parents. At first, it weighed on me the way she kept talking to me about it, apparently to unburden herself or to win my forgiveness, about how they had both, in effect, squelched me as a young child with their well-meaning methods of raising me. In the beginning, I didn't want to hear about it. I avoided her and became angry with her. But gradually, I noticed that what she was telling me was unfortunately entirely true. Something inside me had known it all along, but I was not allowed to know it. Now that my mother was showing the strength to face what had happened head on, not to make excuses, not to deny or distort anything, because she felt that she too had been a victim, now I was able to admit my knowledge of the past. It was a tremendous relief not to have to pretend any longer. She also doesn't have to prescribe rules of behavior for me anymore, but lets me be as I am because she can be that way herself, and because she is herself less under the pressure of rules and regulations. A great burden has fallen from me. I enjoy life. And it all happened without my having to go through a lengthy analysis. But now, I would no longer say that my suicide attempts were unrelated to my childhood. It's just that I wasn't permitted to see the connection. And that must have intensified my feeling of desperation." Unquote from Alice Miller and this young man. The challenge we face is to deepen and extend our concept of self. Because it's been unnaturally foreshortened, and we must correct this unnatural stance that we've been forced into. We've been made small so that a tiny few could, quote unquote, deal with us, manage us. They are afraid of our power, and this is a fear as much of the possibility that their dreams of divinity were founded on sand, as much a fear that they will have to face as an illusion the notion that they possess a godlike superiority over us, that they are superior, period, as it is of seeing the material world return to all of us. And they've worked in concert to amass the needed cash to force us to be, quote unquote, manageable. We are not here to be managed, but rather to fully extend the uncoerced human spirit into all directions. In the above example, The young man, balanced on the edge of extinction, could see only the abyss. Or perhaps a better way to look at it was absorbed by a pain that was almost unbearable. He could not care about his brothers and sisters, and once free of it, of that pain, became absorbed, understandably, with the story of his unexpected release. But had his pain, once openly acknowledged as pain, an injury to his psyche integrated consciously, had that pain been placed in a bigger frame, the right story, the story of his release would be bigger. And so would he. He would be thinking new thoughts. And then he could look about him, see that every human being was suffering under the weight of massive dishonesty. Be outraged that we all have been made small in being separated and compartmentalized, categorized, robbed of our ancestors who labored to elaborate a clear alternative to class, silenced and then put in harness, strapped in, and made to be common conduits for a system of power. And once he could see all this, then he could care about his brothers and sisters. We are now at the point in our understanding of the story of class where we can see not only that Alice can be advanced to comprehend it, but that she must be. The injury of monumental falseness, the fact that we have all been lied to, puts us all on the same side. But the light of broad, monumental truth sets all things right. In that light, in the light of the right story, the story of class, we forgive our parents. We forgive each other because we understand and because we are all now starting down true paths, directed with all authentic life toward what is alive, whole, and healthy. But we need our own things. This is where the authentic self-defense practice comes in. The authentic self. How do we defend? How do we recover the authentic self? And then expand our numbers. We know what health feels like. Expand our numbers and develop our own things, created separately and together and placed in our new story called The Truth. We know what health feels like. We know what wholeness is. We know it intuitively, and we keep trying to restore it while power keeps getting in the way of it. A massive incongruity in our picture of health, a massive interruption of our attempts to restore it. And this is because, as we began the show talking about, of that idealization of the big parent, which we are getting past, getting over, ending with our authentic, our self, our holistic self-defense practice. So the power guys, their work, quote unquote, is a massive interruption of our attempts to restore health as they continuously bombard us literally with bad energy. I don't know if it's so, but I was told that we vibrate at the same frequency as the earth, and that when they bombard us with these different frequencies, it blocks our access to, literally, they block our access to health. Literally bombarding us with bad energy while we continuously seek the healthy energy of the earth that we need to restore ourselves and the earth and each other, what we need to be healthy and whole. What we understand now is that we can only do this together. Together, good energy, breaks us out of the personal injury of the state, an injury to our bodies, minds, and spirits. And we'll be exploring together how to harden our associations, by which I mean, as I said, becoming less vulnerable to that which would throw us off track. And we do this, one of the ways is through our staying open consciously, through our open acknowledgement that every single one of us, until the world is free, manifests power, i.e. the system of rule. This is why our studies of Alice are so important, her guidance in helping us see violence and coercion in their subtle or quote-unquote gentle forms, as well as in their overt ones. We know what health feels like, but without the right story, we keep falsely delivering to each other the blame for our inability to be healthy and whole, our dis-ease, our injury. But with the right story, we out hidden power in ourselves and in the institutions of class, interrupt the pattern of recycling pain, and then end it all together once we have our own things, the bounty of our common riches that blossom in an authentic movement, one that originates in our common longing for global human freedom. Power's degree of organization for and commitment to realizing its vision, which puts the entire global population and our common humanity at risk, requires all hands on deck, all hands that can, all hands committed to getting their true selves back. The difference between the repercussions of experiencing consciously our individual traumas, as opposed to those from consciously experiencing the trauma of class, could be compared to the difference between an individual versus group inoculations. The latter allows the possibility of large-scale social transformation, particularly given our global means of instantaneous communication.